This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In signing the bills, Governor Cuomo said they are intended to overturn years of abuse.
This is systemic reform of police departments. This is sitting down and taking a look at exactly what they do and have been doing and looking at it through a new lens of reform and reinvention.
The laws would ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up a special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. Anti-racism protesters marched through central London and observed a two-minute silence in Hyde Park during a Black Lives Matter protest on Friday. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, Britain's prime minister is advising people not to attend demonstrations over the weekend.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned people not to attend demonstrations this weekend, adding that anyone attacking public property would face the full force of the law.
And what makes me sad about what's happening today is that you've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack.
Anti-racism protesters who've staged demonstrations since the death of African-American George Floyd have put statues at the forefront of their challenge to Britain's imperialist past.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. As Americans try to return to some semblance of normal life amid the coronavirus pandemic, health officials have released long-awaited guidance for minimizing everyday risk. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The tips include using hotel stairs, not elevators, sanitizer at ATMs, bringing your own food and drinks to cookouts. It's the first time the CDC's offered specific advice on such activities, what it calls common sense suggestions.
We know the pandemic is not over.
Infectious Diseases Chief Jay Butler, with an AP analysis showing cases rising in nearly half the states that have started reopening. The CDC is still recommending people wear masks, especially if they can't stay 6 feet from others. Notably, it does not address precautions for attending church or dating or sex, or something doctors say they get asked all the time. Is it now safe for kids to visit their grandparents? Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As nearly half of the U.S. states report spikes in the number of COVID-19 infections, the White House is reportedly sending researchers to Arizona to explore a theory about border travel possibly playing a role. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Arizona's been seeing more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases every day, more than double the number in early May, before the governor lifted stay-at-home rules. Some critics are demanding new restrictions be imposed, but Republican Governor Doug Ducey says hospitals can handle the new rush of patients.
It's my belief that come what may, we have capacity.
He says the jump in cases comes from broader testing, but that's refuted by epidemiologist William Hanage.
The proportion of them coming back positive hasn't really gone down. So it means that you're testing more and you're finding more.
Because the Carolinas, Texas, and California are also seeing spikes, a source says the White House Coronavirus Task Force discussed a possible link to travel to Mexico, and federal researchers have been sent to investigate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Twitter has removed nearly 175,000 accounts it says were linked to the Chinese government and that posted false information favorable to the country's communist rulers. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The social media company says it has suspended nearly 24,000 accounts that were posting pro-Beijing messages and another 150,000 that were dedicated to retweeting those messages. China has denied any involvement. Twitter suspended the accounts under its manipulation policies, which ban artificial amplification and suppression of information. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote.